Well, since I'm standing, I guess I'll start. My name's Freddie No. I'm the 8th generation Beam distiller at the James B. Beam Distilling Company and Jim Beam. And I think my vision for the future of this industry and for the Institute here is it's really about educating the next generation of distillers, scientists, anyone that touches our business, you know, all the way down to business majors, to give them the tools to understand that the bourbon industry isn't just necessarily about standing in front of a still and making the actual product. There's a lot of things that go into that, and I think having that education is key, and to be able to continue on and to continue to grow, we need to have a better education of what our industry has to offer to students and to the future of America and the world with a lot of the flavor we're looking to continue to innovate. Obviously, I think there's a big initiative to continue flavor exploration as well, and I think having a better understanding of what product we're making today and how that translates from the grain all the way through to the barrel and to the bottle is going to be key for the future of bourbon.
Well, I'm Fred No. I'm the master distiller Jim Beam and Freddie's father. I guess he's the future of the business. You know, I've been in the business now 35 years, and I've seen this industry come from, you know, who drinks bourbon, your grandfather, you know, your father, to now it's very popular. You know, and we've kind of ushered it in, Harlan and myself and some of the other distillers here, we've kind of watched this industry grow. And now I look at Freddie and see he's the future of this industry. And I think this partnership with the University of Kentucky can bring all the distillers together. We are a unique industry. We do get along. I mean, very few do you see peers who compete on a shelf get together and enjoy each other's company. But I can see us all working together as a group to help this industry be the number one whiskey in the world. And that's what we're all striving for.
I'm Sean Edwards. I'm the founder of Fresh Bourbon Distilling Company. And we're just excited. I mean, we're excited about the process and the Institute and what they have going on. We're excited about our partnerships with them in the future. And it is about the future of the industry and growing the industry and educating people about the opportunities and careers that exist in the industry. I mean, it's a billion-dollar industry, and many people don't know from the chemist level to the warehousing level, how many jobs and opportunities are available. So we're excited to be here, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Hi, my name is Shane Baker. I'm co-founder and master distiller at Wilderness Trail Distillery. We've been involved with UK for many, many years. We're kind of known as the science behind bourbon in the industry. We've been around for about 15 years as another company, Firm Solutions, before we started our distillery in 2012. And what that has always done for us has had paralysis by analysis. I mean, we are the guys that try to tear apart everything and same sharing the goals of trying to make the best whiskeys in the world and understand what we're doing along the way in order to, you know, replicate that or improve on it. And so the excitement around the vision that we share with really everyone up here, I think you're going to hear a lot of the common threads are we're excited about what the educational opportunities this is going to bring to our communities and our states and our workforce development in terms of being able to tap into an amazing industry that really in the past had to be very hard to kind of tap into and understand. And now there's an opportunity to really, not only through collaborations, but also expanded research, really develop some of the sharpest minds in the industry that we have, you know, maybe not seen before. Because as we've all kind of spoken up here, we've all been through kind of the hard knocks of education. We've had to learn that through experiences at distilleries. We've had to learn that through work experience, trial and errors, failures and successes. And now we're going to be able to arm new talent with really bright minds, with all of this amazing information, and just imagine what that information is going to do for our industry moving forward. So we're excited about the research and the educational aspect to building our workforce. Very excited.
Hi, I'm Connor O'Driscoll, Heaven Hills Master Distiller. I think it's going to get a little bit repetitive, but I've been working with Seth on and off for several years on grain, wood, fermentation science, and to have the strength and the knowledge of and the resources of UK to help us take bourbon, take whiskey to the next level. I think that's what's really exciting. We're all doing the same thing, doing it the same way as we have for centuries, but now we have genome mapping and all the rest of it and all those machines that go ping that we can really dive into it and understand, and to have those partners, like I said, is a huge asset. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mark Coffin, Master Distiller at Town Branch Distillery. We're a division of Alltech, and one of our core competencies, both with the feed division, which we started with, and our beverage division, is yeast. And that, this is one of our key aspects that we've always worked and seek to try to improve on. But as everyone spoke about, our futures with the youth and trying to educate them on what we've learned and try not to pass on our bad habits, but try to hone some good habits to learn so much more, but also to build a great passion for the industry. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Joyce Nethery with Jeptha Creed Distillery. I am our co-founder and our master distiller. And I'd just like to really take this opportunity to say thank you to Jim Beam and University of Kentucky and everyone involved with the Distilled Spirits Institute for putting this together. I think as a craft distillery, there's a lot of knowledge that we would love to be able to tap into with these institutes, to be able to improve our products, to improve our spirits, to improve our operations. And as Kentucky as a whole can build up our craft spirits that way. And I'm so appreciative to everyone who's been involved, and I'm just really tickled to be here. So thank you very much.
All right, I'm Harlan Wheatley. I'm the master distiller at Buffalo Trace, and just like Connor was talking about, I've worked with Seth a little while now, and I think your vision is working, Seth, because all these people have now been officially brainwashed into saying the proper things, and really it's all common goals, like Fred said, is for us it's about growing the industry and having sustainability, all that work, the specific projects and all the work that's going into like the White Oak Initiative and, that genome work is really important for our industry. We can't survive without it. They have the technology and the people and the workforce to do it, and we're going to support that as well. And then also the manpower, initially I went to Seth and said, we've got to develop younger generations coming in and, talking about, developing young minds and bring them into the fold, because the industry's growing so fast we can't find the talent fast enough, and the perfect place is the University of Kentucky as far as I'm concerned. So we're devoted to looking for talent here, and we're going to continue that, so we're excited about the future of the talent and all the projects moving forward. So thank you.
Marcus, you can use this one.
All right. That one's not working either.
I have to walk as far.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Marcus Neiman. I'm the quality manager at Four Roses. I've worked with Seth for a while, actually, when I was in grad school here, and then talked to a lot of people that are sitting beside me. So the bourbon industry's really been known for being really willing to help each other out and collaborative in that way. So with this institute, it's actually really exciting to kind of have a central source for all that knowledge. To where it's going to be a lot easier to access, and the faster that everyone's growing, you'll kind of expedite that whole process. So that part's really exciting, and looking forward to making some good progress. Thanks.
I'm Alex Castle. I'm the master distiller and senior vice president at Old Dominic Distillery in Memphis, Tennessee. And my vision for this industry in the future is, I guess I am part of that next generation of distillers. I think I'm the youngest in here. But I'm looking forward to continuing that progress and even training the generation that comes after me. And I just want to know why UK couldn't have started this 15 years ago. It would have been amazing.
Hi, I'm Denny Potter. Excuse my voice. I've lost my voice a little bit. But I'm master distiller and plant manager for Maker's Mark. And a lot of what's already been said, but we've been working with Seth a little bit at Maker's. We've actually taken a sample from approximately a 300-year-old oak tree. So for the Oak Genome Project, that's a big deal to protect, you know, oak, not just in Kentucky, but everywhere else. We're also working with David Van Sanford when it comes to sustainable farming. You know, how do you predict where flavor comes from, specifically with wheat for us? So there's a lot of interesting projects that we're already working on, but we're really excited about, you know, some of the things we don't know that we're going to be working on in the future, right? So, and then selfishly, I mean, I know there's some guys, some people sitting in these chairs right now that I'm excited because it's nice to have an official forum where we can actually sit down and talk about operations. Normally when we're sitting at a panel like this, it's at New York Whiskey Fest or Chicago, and it's really more marketing. But, you know, I think our real last time that we got together to talk operations, we used to meet for lunch in Bardstown, whether it was at Mammy's or BJ's, and we talk about yield and a lot of other different things. So I think this is just a great avenue for us to get together as this kind of evolves. And we've always been very good about sharing operational practices, but as we grow, I think it's important that we start to solidify some of that. So thank you, guys.
I'm Aaron Shorsch. I'm the head distiller, plant manager, distillery manager at the James Pepper Distillery here in Lexington. Worked with Seth pretty much from the get-go. Have a couple of his graduates working with us currently and a few of the interns as well. As Shane mentioned, I mean, there's a lot in this industry it's a very apprentice-based, and there's not a lot of structure to it. So luckily for me, I bounced around a little bit. I was at Seagram's. I was at Jim Beam for several years. So the more, I guess, eclectic your experience is, I think the better you become, because there's a lot of different ways you can take little pieces from everything and kind of put it together. I think this institute will help kind of standardize some of that. And, you know, we've talked a lot about innovation. I'm old enough to have seen the bad days, what I would consider the bad days in bourbon and whiskey, when there weren't very many products, there wasn't much innovation, there were a lot of peaks and valleys. I think that's why you're hearing a lot of that today, is everybody knows that if we drive products that people want and reach out to more people, we can keep everything that's been growing going. And I feel like that's what really a lot of this is about, and I think that's what is good for this product and good for this state and the industry as a whole.
Hello, my name is Brad Boswell. I'm a fourth generation cooper, so I'm honored to be here as the kind of representing the barrel industry. And my family, the Boswell family, we've been in the business for about 108 years, and we're just thrilled to be a part of it. Our family believes that the future of any industry is based on the quality of the young people coming into it, because that is the future, obviously, and we think having well-trained, ambitious people coming into any industry definitely brightens its future. And we think the Institute is going to help facilitate that. And we believe in it so much that, you know, they asked me to go last because we're making an announcement today that my family is donating $1 million to the University of Kentucky to build a barrel house adjacent to the James B. Beam Institute for Kentucky Spirits and next to the Cooper House right on campus. So I think it's going to be a barrel house that's going to be a real barrel house. You know, it's going to be about 600 barrel house for experimentation. It'll also be for training young distillers of the future and distillery workers of the future how to practically handle barrels. And, you know, they'll come to work prepared, know what barrels are and how to handle and maintain them. It'll also a lot of experimentation. Really, we're excited about using this new warehouse. You know, it's going to be the independent stave company, Boswell Family Barrel Warehouse. And we're excited to use that for experimentation. So with my friends up here, hopefully we'll have lots of good liquids going into barrels, different types of barrels for different amounts of time. and then see how they perform. And hopefully we all have a common goal of making better and better bourbons and whiskeys that the public enjoys responsibly. So hopefully this project and this donation and this institute will help facilitate that and make it a reality. So we've been talking about it for a little while now. This isn't some rash decision we made this morning, you know, after I got a presentation. So I'm not quite that spontaneous. So it's something we've been thinking about. We think it'll complement, you know, the distillery they're going to build at the James B. Beam Institute. I think it'll be a perfect complement to actually have the warehousing and barrels on site. And it's going to be beautiful right on campus that I think the industry and the university will be very proud of. So that's that. And thanks to everybody. This institute's awesome. It's great.